November 4th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in your spiritual journey into my paternal heart, it is most important that you recognize your weaknesses. It is only in this way you can be strengthened by overcoming them. Weaknesses are whatever opposes the virtues. The ultimate goal, of course, is self-abandonment. Weaknesses in any virtue stem from pride. This is why it is most important to pray for true humility. Humility helps you along the path of self-abandonment. Those who die to self and live only for others are deepest in my paternal heart. It is only by a movement of your free will you can choose this path. I am awaiting each soul and preserving a place in my patriarchal heart for each one of you. Understand then how important self-knowledge is." A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 5, 1 through 4. "For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is bound to offer sacrifice for his own sins, as well as for those of the people. And one does not take the honor upon himself, but he is called by God, just as Aaron was." Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, 21 through 22. "If anyone purifies himself from what is ignoble, then he will be a vessel for noble use, consecrated and useful to the master of the house, ready for any good work. So shun youthful passions and aim at righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.